Welcome to Elite Insights on Elite Achievement. These mini episodes deliver quick, actionable ideas to help you lead with clarity, stay focused, and make meaningful progress toward your goals. I've been thinking about marketing a lot lately, and not just the strategy, but the time I spend thinking about the strategy. The energy I pour into brainstorming content, coming up with examples, and figuring out how to share what I'm experiencing as a coach in a way that resonates with you, my listeners, and my ideal clients. I think about the time my team spends on marketing. They play a key role in making sure our ideas are executed and shared consistently. And sometimes I wonder, is all this effort really worth it? Especially in a service-based business where relationships, referrals, and results have always been the drivers of growth. And yet I keep doing the work because part of me believes marketing is worth it to build a bigger brand, to step more fully into thought leadership, and to make a greater impact. And maybe, if I'm being really honest with you, there's a part of me that hopes marketing will eventually lead to that automated success we so often hear about. You know, the vision where you wake up and your course sold while you were sleeping, where you've built a big following, grown your email list, and the revenue just flows in. That's the dream we're often sold online. Just build a course, just create a funnel, just write the emails. But is it really that simple? I have a course I'm incredibly proud of, and I believe it can make a meaningful impact for the right people. But 100% of my time doesn't go into online marketing. I'm running a service-based business where most of my time is spent coaching, connecting, and delivering high-touch support. I'm not running a traditional digital business. That's why my recent conversation with Kyle Wilson on last week's Think Like a CEO episode struck such a chord. Kyle is a sales-focused CEO who built Yellow Diamond Logistics into an eight-figure company, and what stood out in our conversation was his deep belief in the power of relationships. Despite all the noise around digital marketing, Kyle reminded me that growth still comes from trust, connection, and personal relationships. What a refreshing realization for me to hear, especially in a season where I've been investing more energy in marketing than ever before. One of the things I find most challenging about marketing is measuring ROI. In a service-based business, it's not always clear to me what's working. Sure, there are moments of direct ROI, like the client who says, "I saw your post and I want to work with you," or when course enrollments happen right after an email goes out to our email list. Those results are easy to spot and track, and they're often the ones we as high achievers crave. But then there's the indirect ROI, the client who says yes to booking a meeting with you because they've been following your content quietly for months. The referral that comes from an email you sent to someone else. These results might not be as obvious, but they're still important. And sometimes it's hard to know if the marketing is really working because not all ROI is immediate or direct. For example, I recently attended a conference and several people came up to me to tell me how much they appreciate receiving my emails. I would have never known this if we hadn't had those conversations in person. Reflecting on those conversations reminded me that marketing and relationships aren't separate efforts. They can support each other. The content keeps you visible and the conversation makes you real. So the question I find myself wrestling with is, what parts of the online marketing world actually work for a coach and consultant like me without distracting me or pulling me away from what already drives results? I don't think I would have arrived at this question without interviewing Kyle. Recording this Elite Insights episode gave me the space to unpack what I've been wrestling with when it comes to marketing. And maybe that's the power of listening to podcasts like Elite Achievement. They'll inspire you to pause, reflect, and reconnect with what matters so you start to gain clarity. For me, recording this episode has been a helpful conversation with myself. And you just happen to be here along with me while I work through it. Looking back, I think one of the mistakes I've made with marketing is jumping in without defining what success really looks like. I need to determine what role I want marketing to play in my business so I'm not just doing it because I feel like I should. Because after that conversation with Kyle, I took a closer look at where some of my top client relationships originated. And I noticed something. They didn't come from marketing, funnels, or ads. They came from personal relationships, referrals, attending events, and speaking at events. And there's nothing wrong with me continuing to build around that momentum. You showed up and invested in your growth, and that commitment adds up. I appreciate you taking the time to listen, and I hope you're leaving with an idea you'll implement to move closer to your goals. If today's insight resonated, leave a review and let me know what stood out. Be sure to follow Elite Achievement so you never miss an episode. Keep showing up with the effort, mindset, and habits that lead to elite achievement.